With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit ajg.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant.
You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
From inside the arena to all across the city streets, uncovering all the stories that make up the Milwaukee Bucks. This is Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted global insurance and consulting partner. Find out more at ajg.com.
Presented by Prime Video, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey is a documentary from Improbable Media and Words and Pictures. It intimately details the path of NBA champion Giannis Antetokounmpo traveling from the streets of Athens to global stardom. From Nigeria to Greece to now his home of Milwaukee, the life story of Giannis thus far is an epic one, filled with inspiration, heartbreak, courage, and triumph. I'm Jen Latta, and in this episode of Behind the Bucks, we get to hear from a storytelling powerhouse in Connor Schell. Connor is the founder of the production studio Words and Pictures that made the documentary. He was previously the head of content at ESPN and produced a number of award-winning documentaries and series, such as OJ Made in America and The Last Dance. He also created ESPN's 30 for 30 series. Connor and I talked about his involvement in this film, why this story is one he wanted to tell, and what he learned working with Giannis and the Antetokounmpo family. Here's my conversation with Connor Schell. Well, this is such a thrill getting to chat with Connor Schell. He is the CEO and founder of Words and Pictures, formerly of ESPN. He is well known for being the creator of 30 for 30, which, of course, is an incredible library of films that he made while ESPN. Connor, it is so nice to see you. I'm fascinated by the documentary world existing somewhat, you know, in the feature space at ESPN. So I want to start with this. What are the principles and the components of an elite documentary?
Hi, Jen. Nice to see you. God, that's a really good question. I mean, I think it starts with, and this sounds so trite and obvious to say, it starts with a great story, right? And we always strive within 30 for 30 and in what we're doing at Words and Pictures to tell stories that have a clear beginning, middle, and end. And then I think as you tell the story and think about it, and we can get into the elements that need to exist within it in order to execute it well, we're always thinking about that sort of next level of how does this resonate or will it be received beyond just the beats of this particular narrative, right? So what are the themes that are gonna connect with people emotionally that they will find sort of relevant, accessible, et cetera. And I always think it's that sort of next level that if you can unlock that emotional connection to people, that makes something really stand out and break through. And then within it, it's, do you have a great subject matter? Like, are they willing and charismatic and interesting? You know, do the archives exist so you can tell the story visually? I mean, so much of this medium is about the pictures and the visuals, and you know, you need to be able to bring something to life beyond just, you know, what you can do in a podcast or in a written word piece. So we think about all those things, and then I think the last thing is the team of people who are going to make it, and you know, I have a role in that, but it's, you know, often the director or showrunner, the editors, the people who, do they have a real passion for living this and bringing it to life and throwing themselves into it? And then are they talented? And so you sort of look at all of those elements. And when they all come together is when you get, you know, what I think can be special work.
So what was it about Giannis specifically that attracted you to his story, his journey?
Well, so I think it's a lot of those elements we just talked about. I mean, you know, but first and foremost, like I've, you know, as you mentioned, I've worked in telling sports stories for, I don't know, 15 years now. And I just sort of always looked at Giannis's story. When I was at ESPN and we were covering the NBA, and it's like everybody knew the sort of big, broad beats of his journey, but no one really knew the details, and no one had really heard him and his family relay their own experience as they'd gone through this incredible journey. And it was almost as if that was, you know, I don't want to say hiding in plain sight, because it wasn't hiding. It was just in my mind and in Kristen's mind, you know, not getting the attention that, I don't want to say it's not getting the attention it deserved, because it obviously he's gets a lot of attention, but it wasn't, you know, it had never been sort of properly told through their own voices. And so we thought that was a pretty incredible opportunity.
So you mentioned Kristen. Kristen is Kristen Lapis, who we spoke to as well on this podcast. She was the director and the producer. You two had worked together at ESPN. She joined you a few years ago. Why did you think and know that she would be the right fit, the right person to bring this story to life?
Well, I mean, first of all, she's incredibly talented, right? And her work and her body of work until this project sort of spoke for itself, right? In both short form and then longer form in the last couple projects she had done. But then beyond that, Kristen's from a Greek family. And so this was a story that brought her back to her roots in a lot of ways, and so was deeply personal to her because of that. And she also grew up the daughter of a basketball coach, right? And so sort of living and breathing and understanding the game. And so I think just as a connection to the subject and the subject matter, her set of life experiences just kind of made her the absolute right person to bring this story to life. And then beyond that, like, I start with, like, she's incredibly talented and incredibly good at what she does, and leaves no stone unturned, and, you know, pushes for every element to be perfect. And I'd seen that for years, so it just made a lot of sense, and, you know, I think proved to be the exact right marriage here.
So your role at the company, obviously, you're CEO and founder, so you have a lot of storytellers and a lot of movie makers kind of underneath you. I'm assuming that you kind of like put them in a position to succeed and then kind of like kick them out of the nest. And then Kristen is in charge of this sucker for a couple of years and you're checking in with her and things like that. What part of the process surprised you? Because when I watched the documentary, it was very focused on Giannis and his family. And anyone who knows him and has been around him knows that that's his number one priority. The basketball has sort of just been this vehicle for him to support them. What surprised you most about the journey, the storytelling journey of Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Well, look, the entire intent was to really tell their story from the inside, to really understand not kind of just what happened, because that had been told, but sort of how it felt for them to experience that journey. So much of what we went into wanting to do, and so much of the intent of the film was to hear from Veronica and Mariah and Kostas and Alex and Thanasis and Giannis himself, obviously, as to what they experienced. You know, I think I sort of go back to what I said before, which is, you know, and to talk about, to respond to what you said, I think the extent to which basketball was a vehicle to create a better life for his family, I mean, I think that's sort of a a trite thing that we say a lot in sports, and it's almost it, not that it's a trite is the wrong word. It's almost become a cliche. But to hear them describe that journey and then to understand from Giannis's perspective, what his family meant to him and having his family present physically in Milwaukee and how necessary that was for him to feel like he was home and complete and could thrive.
I had never left my family side before. I came here, I was 18. I had to figure everything out by myself. After practice, you know, the NBA, you don't do things as a team. You know, you kind of, after practice, everybody has their own thing, their own families. Everybody's busy. I was a kid.
I can just remember coming to my office, you know, and he would always ask, like, how long do you think it will be? You know, when can this happen? How soon can they get here?
Every week, I used to go knock on the office. It's like, oh, here he comes again. What's going on? Where is my family? 2 days later, where is my family? Guys, I'm going to knock on this door every day until my family shows up. I respect everything you've done for me and the way you guys have treated me, but I do this for my family. I don't do this for myself. If I cannot help my family, I don't want to play basketball. I'm done.
I mean, I think that part of the story I just thought was remarkable, and that was a part that I didn't really understand. And then I guess the other thing I would say is the presence of his father, of Charles, to this day in their lives, and the reverence that they have for, you know, obviously they have reverence for their dad, but the respect and that they have for the sacrifices that Charles made for their family and how they're trying to truly live into that legacy every single day. I mean, again, these are things that can kind of sound, they sound like talking points, or they sound sort of like a, but like when you really experience what they're, how they're living every day and hear from them, you understand how real that is and how amazing it is.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit AJG.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
This is a little more philosophical and sociological, but I know that you exist in this storytelling space. We talk so often about how we cheer for these guys, Giannis as an example, to reach the highest success, to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy, to be the MVP several times over. And yet it seems still that sports fans then get fatigue of these guys, whether it's LeBron or whether it's Giannis. All of a sudden they're like, you know what, you've had a lot of success now and maybe it's too much success. And then you start to kind of root for them to fail. How do you navigate that kind of reality, even if it's ugly, of sports fans, and reconcile that with telling the story of a superstar who it feels like there is a little bit of Giannis fatigue circulating in NBA circles?
Well, I mean, I think that's why, that's one of the reasons that we thought this story was so important to tell, because it's such an incredible journey that you can't be cynical about it. And there is so much cynicism in not just the way we cover sports, but in the world, right? And this is truly a triumphant story on every level about someone who believes in and stands for the right things. And I just think the way Kristen told it and the way that the family themselves author it by having their voices, you know, talk about this in many respects for the first time, kind of, it just hits you so emotionally that you can't be cynical about it. You can't not root for this guy, and you can't not understand what he represents.
The other thing,
I think that's good for, look, it, it, it's good for basketball as a whole, right? It's something that, like, we want to have heroes and we want to have people we root for, and that's what makes sports fun. And we should appreciate this guy.
One of the other storylines that struck me and stood out was Giannis talking about walking away from basketball and how he hadn't really processed the grief of his father passing and how that was starting to infiltrate and affect his relationship with this sport. It occurs to me that, one, it was very valuable for him to talk about mental health and seeking out therapy to help him get through that, but also that there's a reluctance from Giannis. And I don't know if you feel this way, Connor, but I could see Giannis walking away from basketball. I could see him winning another trophy and getting another MVP and then feeling like I've accomplished so much in this sport and my priority is my family and I just want to go and spend all the time I have with them. Do you agree with me or am I way off base here?
I think you're off base. I mean, I think that again, this is just totally I'm speculating. That felt like a very difficult moment in time. And I think, I can't put myself at all in what he was feeling in those moments. I thought it was to agree with what you said, pretty incredible that he was willing to talk about that and be vulnerable. It feels pretty clearly to me as the story moves forward, how happy and content, he is with basketball and family and the city of Milwaukee. And I think that comes across pretty clearly at the end of the film. So I don't know, that's my opinion, but I could be totally wrong.
The film will debut this weekend, and I'm certain a lot of people will be watching it, consuming it, people who don't know all of the ins and outs of his journey. What do you hope the response is to the story? What do you hope people walk away from having viewed it feeling?
It's a good question. I mean, I think, on the broadest level, that, like, anything is possible. Right. Like, and I know that sounds, I know that there's all of these sort of elements where you can say, well, Giannis is uniquely talented and he's, athletic on a level, but like just the notion that like people can dream big and pursue their goals and, create a better life for their family. And I think that what comes across so clearly in this story is that the better life doesn't come with the winning of a championship, and it doesn't come with signing big contracts. It comes with having the people you love around you and being able to provide for them and having a feeling of home that I think resonates and exists throughout this film. I love the piece of this where Giannis is quite clearly, and I mean you cover him in Milwaukee and know this, but it's quite clearly a very private person, and because of his journey, it's hard to win over his trust. I'm wrong in saying that. But I love that he sort of came to the realization in this project, urged on, by the way, in the film from a conversation he had with former President Obama, that there's value in telling his story and telling all of his story and telling the parts of it that were hard. So I hope that in people seeing this, they can, it resonates with them and they're inspired by it more than anything.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. A huge thank you to Connor Schell for joining us to share what must have been quite a journey in his own right. Giannis, The Marvelous Journey is now available on Prime Video. If you want to learn more about the documentary and the perspectives of those involved in the story and the making of the film, you can find other parts of this Behind the Bucks series on Bucks Plus, on Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify.
You've been listening to a Bucks Plus audio production.